Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. We had the pleasure of sitting down with the one, the only, Brandy Glanville. Now, you guys have a lot of mixed feelings on Brandy these days. We sat down with Brandy right before A, Lisa Rinna exited RHOBH, and B, right before it was announced that she was going on Girls Trip. So let's listen to this. It's really, has this held up well? This is only recorded a few weeks ago, right before the announcement of Girls Trip, right before Brandy went on Girls Trip, and right before Rinna resigned early this year or was terminated from RHOBH. So here you go. Listen to this. What do you think? Has it aged well? Again, it's only a few weeks old. Man, things move fast when it's in Brandy's world, huh? I don't know. I still love my Brandy Glanville, but I welcome all opinions. You guys are definitely going to have a strong opinion on this one. And now, here we are with the one and only. We have waited so long to say these words, Miss Brandy Glanville. Hey, everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we have royalty in the house. I say the most unfiltered housewife ever. I mean, she wrote two books on the damn subject and she has a podcast on it. The one and only Miss Brandy Glanville.
I'm so happy to finally be here. I feel like we've been back and forth for so long. I'm glad we made it happen.
So long in the making, you know, and I say, and I really say this, like, sometimes you know how it is, like, you have an hour and I'm like, how the hell am I going to talk to this person for an hour? I don't even know what to say with you. It's literally the opposite. It's like, we are not even going to scratch the surface. So let's just get right into it. You know, before I really want to just start in the beginning, you know, we made such a big deal two seasons ago when Sutton Strack went from a friend and she got her diamond. Marlo Hampton just got her peach after 10 years. I mean, do you not get enough credit, Brandy, for being the first?
Asshole?
No, the first friend, you know, you came in as a friend and you were the first one to come in as a friend and really get upgraded.
Mandy told me that and I was so happy about that. At the time, I didn't really realize what it meant. But years later, I'm like bragging about it. I'm like, oh, did that first. Sorry.
Did you come in like with a plan of like, I ain't going to be no friend. Like, I'm going to, you know, turn it up. And or was this just really all your story?
No, I had zero. That's the thing about me. I don't make plans. Like my friends are like, let's go somewhere on the 23rd. I'm like, when is the 23rd? And talk to me the day before. No, I went in knowing really nothing and just being myself. And I was going through a horrible divorce and all these bitches hated me. So I was just like, I just came out swinging. I wish I had a plan. That's Lisa Vanderpump's job.
There you go. I mean, I didn't think you did. And that's the thing. Like all these bitches did hate you, you know. Taylor said it when she was on this podcast. She just said it on Girls Trip. You're making a face. I mean, is that like, did you feel that? Like, could you feel it? You know, like this narrative of like, you know, as Taylor says, they were all really good friends and it was natural. And that's why Beverly Hills worked. And there we have this outsider.
Were they really good friends? The answer is no. They became TV friends. And I'm not an outsider. I've lived here longer than Taylor, probably than half of them. I've lived here for 27 years. Nope, not an outsider. And go fuck yourself, Taylor. I mean, we're friends now, but it's just not the truth. I mean, she's eloquent, like she's eloquent with her words, but she's wrong.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought. When you look back on that, like, what is kind of the high for you of your experience on, you know, your time on the show? Because on Girls Trip, I was honestly shocked when you said one of the highs was really your good times with Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, I mean, they were, honestly, like, I felt like I had made a real friend because we hung out outside of the show and I was at family dinners. And I really did feel like this woman kind of saved me because at the time, everyone hated me and they were thinking everything I said was a lie. And when she finally saw it, she's like, you guys are being horrible to this human. And she did take me under her wing. So we did have a lot of good years.
What was kind of like a low for you of the whole Housewives experience?
Oh, you know, I don't think people realize how hard it is to do the show. I mean, people think, oh, you're just going to dinner parties and throwing wine. No, because you actually do care about these people. And at the time, I cared about social media and what everyone was thinking and saying. And, you know, you're in a fight and then you're thrown back into the room with them. And like the fight, it just never ends. The fight never ends. You're going to have the same fight the whole fucking season. And it's just honestly exhausting.
Right. I think people don't realize that's really the assignment. Like in the real world, you have a fight and you move on. This is like, you have to approach it from every angle. And you're like, I just don't want to talk about this anymore.
Right. No, and if that's the only fight, you're definitely talking about it the whole season if nothing else happens.
When you said, you know, because you've said in the past, like, you know, Lisa Vanderpump has ruined your life. What did you mean by that?
Well, when I left, when I said that she was, God forbid, manipulative, well, I can't say the word manipulative. That is like, sorry, not a big, that's not a horrible thing. I know a lot of manipulative people that are my friends. So when I said that, I didn't think it was going to be the end of the line for me. And if you cross Lisa, she does not get over it. She will come for you for years to come. She will try to ruin your businesses, try to make sure that you're irrelevant and you don't get jobs. It's almost like she will always have negative things to say about me for the rest of her life. Yeah.
Is any part of you sad? Like, does any part of you look back and just say, you know, like you said, there were some good times. Like, do you miss that friendship?
You know, I don't miss it anymore because I realized it wasn't real. And that's what breaks my heart. Is knowing that I was just someone that she could control. And she did, because I looked up to her and I thought, this woman saved me and I will do anything she says because she's God, you know?
And you think that's what, like, you think there was no part of it that was authentic for her?
Oh, no. She sits and talks about the show all day, every day. She ran into a friend, this makeup artist, Terry, just the other day, and he used to work on Kyle and all the girls, and she said to him, so any gossip from the girls? And when he said no, she literally walked away. Like, she was so rude to him, and she's known this kid for years. And I was just like, how dare you? Like, you're that obsessed with the show still that you treat people like shit? They can't give you gossip?
It's like, you're over it.
I'm personally like, ew.
Do you think, because there's so much that's been written about this, and you know, here you are, so I might as well ask you, like, do you really think your exit from the show had to do with LVP?
I think my exit from the show had to do with the fact that I didn't have any friends left. Like, you can't, like, and he's like, you're on an island, babe. Like, bring you back to have what? You fight with everyone again? Because you have to, that's the thing, you have to have a friend in order to come back. For it to make sense. Otherwise, why are they bringing this person back? So yeah, I mean, I think that Lisa, like, not wanting to be my friend and make up, it had a little to do with it, but also I knew I was getting fired. I don't know why, I just fucking knew it.
You did.
Yeah.
And then did you go through like the whole range of emotions, even though you knew it was coming? Like, were you still upset? I mean, I've been fired from many jobs in my life. And
I think that's the first time I've ever been fired in my life. And I've been working since I was 12. So, you know, I definitely was like, I woke up the next day relieved, if that sounds weird, but also I was happy, relieved, and also crippled, like emotionally. I was just like, wow, I don't have to go and fight with these people anymore. But wait, that was my family. You know, it is a modern family. You do get to know these girls. You're in their house. You get to know your crew. All of a sudden, you're never seeing your crew again. And I was really close with all of them. I like the crew better than the girls.
That makes a lot of sense. And I've heard from a lot of housewives that are not on the show anymore that they feel relief also. What about like, was any part of you like vindicated when, you know, like LVP was then not on the show? I mean, you know, she was, you're smiling.
Yeah. I was so fucking happy. Are you joking? Like that bitch, she continued to try to ruin my life, and we won't go into like what she had her minions doing to me. But when finally I said she was manipulative and then everyone's like, oh my God, yes, she is. She couldn't handle that she was imperfect. So when she didn't show up for the reunion, I knew that she wouldn't show up and she wouldn't allow herself to be fired. It had to be her quitting prior to the reunion because it had to be her decision, which, I mean, I think she was gone anyway and she knows that. So that's why she didn't show up.
You really think so? You think she would have been fired if she wanted to come back?
It would have been me all over again. She had no friends. Like she had screwed everyone. Like she was on an island now. So for her to come back, it just, it wouldn't have made sense. And so instead of getting fired, she quit first. So she could say she quit the show because that's just Lisa.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job. And I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. You know, we have our weekly chats with Kim D and her seven dogs usually go crazy. And everyone's been asking me, why are her dogs so calm lately? Well, it's because I got Kim an ongoing supply of Nom Nom. Really, true story. And now the woke mob, as she calls them, are much calmer. Listen, Nom Nom delivers fresh dog food with every portion that's personalized to your dog's needs. What I love is it's made with real whole food that you can actually see and recognize. It's not like dog mush, the dog food you're used to serving your dog. And it has no additives, no fillers, and so your dog is actually eating healthier. Personally, selfishly, I'll do anything to keep Kim's dogs quiet while we record every week. The thing that she loves the best are these meals are nutritious. They use board-certified nutritionists for dogs that make fresh food that's then shipped free to your door. Nom Nom also comes with a money-back guarantee. So listen, if your dog is not happy within 30 days, they refund your first order. So right now, for 50% off your no-risk two-week trial, go to trynom.com/velvet. That's trynom.com. N as in Nancy, O as in Oliver, N as in Mary.com/velvet for 50% off. Trynom.com/velvet. So there's this new company I discovered called Innovative Extracts. And just by listening to this podcast, they're giving my listeners 40% off their first order if you head to www.ie-cbd.com and use promo code VELVET at checkout. And let me tell you about Innovative Extracts. They offer a wide variety of CBD and THC products. You have so many options to choose from. And I love, to me, it's like they're like a one-stop shop because I need help with everything, okay?
But listen, they have stuff for anxiety and mood improvement, improved sleep, inflammation, pain relief. And I also like that they have like a lot of their products can you can take them in a lot of different ways is what I'm trying to say. They have creams, vapes, gummies, and these drops that you put under your tongue. So whatever your preferences, they've got it. I mean, life is hard, right? We all need a little help sometime. They have a full line of Delta 8, 9, and 10 THC products. Everything's legal and doesn't require any medical card. And it's available to ship to most states. So it's as simple as this. Just visit their website, ie-cbd.com, and you get 40% off today by using promo code VELVET at checkout. 40%. How great is that?
I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah. She's never been fired. Are you joking?
But that does make sense, right? And I never really thought that she wouldn't be coming back. But to your point, I guess if you don't have anyone to film with.
Yeah, and, no, I don't want to film with her. Everyone was against her. It's like it was for me. Like if you don't have a friend, you don't have a job.
And you feel that she knew that and she truly thought she was going to get fired. And that's why she didn't go to the reunion as a way of saying like.
Yeah, so that she quit on her terms. And she also didn't want to face any more drama of her not being perfect. The girls were ready, let's be clear. I mean, the reunion could have been a lot more exciting had she decided to join.
If you ran into her today, what would you say? I mean, it's a small town in LA, right?
I don't know. I honestly, like, I see her car at the Glenn Center because I have my PO box there and she has a stupid license plate, which we all know it's her. And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get my mail right now. But then I'll drive around to the back and they let me in the back and I grab my mail. I actually reached out to her when she fell off her horse. Cause I like, she's an older woman. And for, I mean, no offense, like when I'm getting, we're all getting older, like it happens to the best of us. But for her to, I think she broke her back. Like that's insane. So I just sent her a message because at the end of the day, I'm not a bad human and I wouldn't want anything bad to happen to her health. Would I like to see her lose some money? Yes.
She has enough money, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, you reached out to her and what'd you say?
I just said, I want you to know I'm thinking about you. I heard of your accident and I have an email, you know, I know she checks it. And I was just like, you know, get well soon kind of thing. Cause at the end of the day, we did have a friendship. And if that happened to anyone that I knew personally for that long, I would reach out.
And I take it you did not hear back.
No, I did not, which is fine. I actually didn't want to. I'm like, am I opening a door that I don't want to open? But I just said, you know, what was the thing? No response, NRN. And that's it.
What, is there any world that we live in where you could see being friends with her again?
No, I really, unless she comes to me and gives me like $560,000, I'm not going to get into why it's that number and says, I'm sorry, I tried to like trash all of your businesses and please accept my deepest regret and apologies. Otherwise, nope.
What about, and this is the last Lisa Vanderpump question. Do you think that, you know, she does not give you enough credit for the mega hit that is Vanderpump Rules?
I don't feel like I deserve, like, I mean, obviously the show, I was in the intro and that's it. But I mean, they did talk about me for a few seasons and still bring it up on occasion. However, you know, that show took off on its, you know, on its own. I do think I should have been paid for that first episode, a lot of fucking money, which I was not. And I do know that she knew what she was doing by having Sheena come up to me. So that denial of hers is just a fucking lie. And I can't believe someone would do that to a friend.
Like you thought, you think she knew all about it? Like when she had Sheena come up to you and.
Oh yeah, that was her. She plans everything. And that was the reason that I was like, oh my God, this is that girl. And then, oh, please sit down with her for my new show. And I said no a million times. And then she basically begged me. And I finally was like, fuck it. I'll do it for you, Lisa. But I do not want to talk to this bitch. But Sheena and I are fine now. But like at the time, the last thing I wanted to do was sit down with one of Eddie's girlfriends.
Yeah. Like you guys are fine now. But at the time it was like, I think that should be a low of year. And that's must have been a hard thing to do at that point, because it was like Sheena was, you know, that was the thing.
Leon was a thing, but Sheena was part of the thing. And I had enough issues happening with Leanne where I didn't really need to talk to another girl. You know, like, you know, there was more than just Sheena. So I didn't need to sit and have that conversation. I did it solely for Lisa.
Right. Speaking of Leanne, I know you guys, you know, you have kind of made amends in the past few years. And listen, my parents are divorced, and it's taken them till very late in life to get to the point they're at, and they're way older than you. I mean, do you forgive Leanne and Eddie for all of that?
I forgive I forgive all of the drama that her and I went through. And the one thing I will never forgive either one of them for is missing out on half of my children's life, because we ended up sharing the kids 50-50 and I missed out on half of their lives. And that's not what any mother signs up to do when they get married and have kids, is like, oh, please let me just give up my body and have my babies taken away from me. It's just, that was the hardest part, and I will never forgive them. And they already know that, but like, otherwise we're all good. We spend holidays together. You know, Eddie and I still bicker because, you know, we don't always agree with co-parenting, but Leanne's not involved in that. It's between Eddie and I. Yeah.
That's good that you guys are in this good place though.
11 years later, I would totally rather hang out with Leanne than Eddie. We still fight. Like, we were married a little bit, but Leanne's like, she's just cool now. Like, we both calmed down a lot.
Do you guys hang out? Do you go out for drinks?
No, but you know, on the holidays and stuff, every holiday, we're always together. We even share Mother's Day. Prior to that, I was like, fuck that. You're not, you know, but now we're like 11 years later, we're in a great place.
That's good. And I was going to say, if you do go out for drinks, can Leanne and Eddie keep up with your drinking?
Yeah, they can. Trust. Except I drink wine. Eddie drinks tequila. Leanne's not a huge drinker, but she'll get involved every once in a while. I don't think it's good for her throat and, you know, her singing and stuff.
That is true. Well, another friend that you've had ups and downs with, I mean, you know, Miss Kim Richards, you know, she once called you a slut pig. You guys became friends. You know, now there's this issue where she says, you know, you posted this picture of her after this surgery and she looked scary and asked you to take it down. I mean, is that really what happened? Is that really the end of Brandy and Kim for the moment?
No, where's the picture? I would never do that to anyone, like, especially not a friend. And show me the picture, you know, talking about someone. If I even put anything up, screenshot it, there's just no picture. I think we just, like, COVID was really hard. You know, I ended up driving her to the hospital during COVID when I wouldn't see anyone. And then we got in an argument because I didn't want to pick her up because she'd been in the hospital. And it was like the beginning of COVID, and like in the emergency room, I can't pick you up because I have kids. And then that was an argument. Kim and I argue. We do. We had some dumb arguments about the stupidest things. So I think COVID just kind of, like, we kind of just lost touch a little bit, as I did with a lot of other friends as well. So, you know, I will always love Kim. I know, like, everything about that lady, and she knows everything about me. And we could ruin each other's lives if we wanted to, but we would never. And she's going to be my family for life. And my kids love her.
Why does she think it's a surgery then? Like, where does this idea come from then, from Kim?
I do not have any idea. You would have to ask Kim that, because when I heard it, I was like, oh, I thought it's because I joked about us having a threesome, because her cat, whenever I sleep over there, jumps on me. I'm like, oh yeah, got some pussy last night. Like, I joke about dumb stuff, but that's what I thought it was. And then it turns out I think it must've been somebody else posting a picture, but it definitely was not me.
So it's really COVID that kind of distanced you guys.
Yeah, it happened during COVID and we just lost touch. And I think we all went into our little hibernation situation.
I think so too. Well, you guys will be friends again. This is a friendship that I personally live for, but that's just me.
So many of you slipped into my DMs the last time I talked about our family cat, Loka. You guys were shocked that I had a cat. And I mean, listen, I'm not a horrible monster. I do have feelings. And just like me, her family cat, Loka, only the best for her, just like her daddy. And that's why the only food that I feed Loka is Smalls. Now, the main thing I love about Smalls is it's not disgusting and it doesn't stink. Yes, most cat food smells. I'm sorry, it's gross. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients that basically you find in your fridge. It looks like actual human food. Like you can see the pieces of protein, and the pieces of veggie. They have bird, other bird, which is turkey, fish. Loka's favorite is other bird. It's like human food for cats. Why should you be the only one that's eating well in your family, right? I sleep better at night because after making the switch to Smalls, 78% of cat owners reported their cats had shinier and softer fur, and 90% reported overall health improvements. Higher quality ingredients means a healthier and happier your life for your kitty. So head over to smalls.com/velvet and use promo code velvet at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find anywhere, but you have to use my code velvet for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code velvet for 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com. I have to tell you guys, Daily Harvest has really made my life so much easier. You know I can't cook and you know I have no time to go and track down food. This is literally stress-free meals that are delivered right to my front door. And there's a variety of meals too. They have harvest bowls, soups, flatbread, snacks, and the smoothies. They're such easy to prep options that literally you don't have to think twice about where your next meal is coming from. Everything stays in my freezer until I'm ready to enjoy it. And then I just basically take it out, thaw, and prepare. My absolute favorite is their artichoke and spinach flatbread. Daily Harvest is healthy, so even when I am eating the flatbread, I still feel like I'm not cheating. They come right to my front door and I don't have to prepare anything. That's why I chose Daily Harvest. And the food's really freaking good. So let Daily Harvest do more so you can do less. Go to dailyharvest.com/velvet to get up to $40 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/velvet for up to $40 off your first box. dailyharvest.com/velvet. Well, when we started and I said that you were unfiltered and, you know, I asked you about like joining and like, was your plan to be upgraded? You know, I agree with everything you said. I mean, you know, I think sometimes people feel that you have that housewife syndrome, which I don't like. This is all natural, right? Like the drinking, the being just open about sex, like all of it. I mean, I love it. But it's not, you don't have the housewife syndrome where you become a caricature of yourself like some of these other housewives.
No, I think because I was never an actress, I've never been an actress. So I really don't know how to do anything other than myself. If I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink. And I think a lot of these people are afraid to let that side show, where I'm not. If we're at a party, and especially when I'm stressed and anxious about having a fight, Chardonnay's my best friend in the room. So I was just, I'm 100% who I am. I mean, I've done a million other reality shows at this point, and I feel like if you see me, I'm always the same.
Yes, you are. That's on my list of things we're not going to get to that I would love to talk to you about in the future. Big Brother is at the very top. So you've done them all. What about, you know, why do you think, you know, look, there's some housewives that could almost do no right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why do you think people just come for you? You know, like, look, like Kyle's having a bad season on Beverly Hills. Overall, people love Kyle. You know, there's just certain housewives that could do no wrong. And then there's others that just have such a, like, people have a visceral reaction to Brandi Glanville. Why do you think that is?
I think because I'm very reactionary and people know that. So rather than sharing their issues and their problems, it's a lot easier to go after me because they know. I would say I'm gonna change my number, and then I end up always going back to just being myself. I'm like, I'm not gonna react. But rather than sharing their issues, it's easier to go after me because they know I will blow the fuck up, and I will because I have a temper, just like my dad.
I love it. Do you have like sympathy and feel and like bond with other housewives? Like you look at like a Kelly Dodd, she's kind of in that same category of people. She can do no right. Like, do you gravitate towards people like that?
You know what? I like Kelly. I just feel like some of the social media stuff with her, it just crossed so many lines that were like political lines and just it went too far, you know, but I, you know, I did like watching her on TV when she was on TV. But I think that the people have issues with her more of what she posts than what she did on Housewives.
That makes sense. Well, you're both great in the sense that you both just kind of say what is on your mind.
I think you'd be great on like a girls' trip, like the next ex-wives club, because you're going to need someone fiery.
I've been saying Kelly for girls' trip for many seasons now. What about, you know, do you think you're a good drunk? Because I think one of the best scenes in girls' trip, this past girls' trip was, I mean, that scene where you came down and you're like, and Jill's like, you're doing the walk of shame and you're like, there is no shame. To me, you didn't seem so bad. You seem like, I mean, let's just get up. I mean, I'm that type of drunk. I'll be very drunk. But the next morning I'm like, girl, I'm hungover, but like today's today. What's like, to me, you're not such a bad drunk.
I'm happy drunk. I will give you a lap dance and I will be, I like to have fun. And it's not, you know, I don't hide the fact that I get drunk. When I pass out my clothes, I know I had a really good night because there's no getting that dress off. I just needed to go to bed. And honestly, how many times has everyone that I know done that? Like, I'm in my clothes, got my makeup on from last night. It's fine. I just don't pretend.
No, you don't. Yeah, it's like the other day I like woke up and I was naked from being drunk. I'm like, you know, this is at least one step better than just passing out in the clothes. That's when you really know it's bad, when you're like in the actual clothes.
Right. I've had times where I tried to get my dress off, but there was like a zipper and I was like, fuck it. And I wasn't even that drunk. I was just like, I'm going to bed.
You're like, it's just not happening.
Nope.
Who do you think was like the sloppiest drunk on girls' trip?
Oh, Dorinda and myself. I mean, it was a tie. There's a tie between Dorinda and I.
At least you're putting yourself up there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love Dorinda because at the end of the day, she's not afraid to get sloppy either. She's not afraid to be herself. You know, I think that she's a sad drunk more than she goes to the mean side, but I think that she's hurting inside about other things and mourning the show and, you know, being at the house she had with her husband. I mean, it had to be difficult, but at the time I didn't see it. I just was like, bitch, I'm gonna kill you.
That is what you said at the time. And I think a lot of people have the reaction that you have now, just from watching it. And like, we watched Dorinda for all these years of saying like, you know, you do become a mean drunk. I mean, that's what people say. I'm not saying it. And you know, it's just cause you're hurting inside. Like, do you think Dorinda realizes that, you know, she's hurting as much as she is?
You know, I'm close with Dorinda still. I don't know. I mean, she knows she goes to the dark side for sure. She knows. And she's like, that's my job. You know, she's like, I know the assignment. I do the assignment. I'm just myself. And if that means I am a sloppy drunk, I'm a sloppy drunk. And I'm like, you know what? Good for you. Cause I do the same thing. We're here to have a party and I'm not going to sit around and like not drink. I'm on vacation.
And at least you're open about it, like you say. And you're also open about, you know, sex. And, you know, some of these housewives don't really like to talk about it as much.
Yeah.
We just saw you on Watch What Happens where, you know, that game and you were open to like BDSM and, you know, handcuffs and food. And I think you said no to like toes or you said no to one or two things, but you said yes to pegging. Now, I understand, as you told Andy Cohen, that you will not ever reveal the name of this person that you pegged, which, okay, I can respect that. Can you tell us if it was in the Bravo world?
I cannot tell you anything. And I won't. I will tell you, I don't love it. But if my partner is, that's like, we all have needs. I'm sure like not every guy likes to do oral and grip chicks, you know? Like if that's your thing and I'm there with you and I care about you, then I'm down for it. But I mean, like, it's not my like go-to move, you know, it just, you know, when you're with someone for a little while, you want to please them.
Right. Like you're not saying like, okay, this is our second date and tonight my desire is to peg you. This is like on the top of my list.
Right. You have to be really sexually comfortable with someone to get it to that level. And we had been, you know, seeing each other for a few months.
That makes sense. And listen, I didn't think you were going to tell me. Here's my question. Did you tell Andy after the show? Does Andy know?
Andy knows, yes.
we think he'll never tell, but okay. That's
he will never tell. Like, if we have a very close relationship, we both know things about each other that we would never say. So yeah, no, it's a safe space with Andy.
What about, you know, on Girls Trip, you said, you know, Eva was on the top of your list, followed by Phaedra, followed by Tamara. Who just like in the Bravo world of Housewives, or it could be another show like Vanderpump Rules, anything really. Anyone come to the top of your list of other Housewives that would, or Bravo celebrities that would be on top of your list that you would like to go there with?
I think that Lala Kent is hot, and she's on my podcast before, and she's stunning, and I know she's down to roll. I mean, she's been with girls before is what I mean. So, I mean, if, you know, like if I'm picking, I'm not that I want that to happen, but you're asking me to pick someone. And I think that she would make a great housewife.
Lala has been on this show twice. She is phenomenal. And can I just tell you, Lala is the name that I had written down, that as gay as I am, that's who I would choose. And that's who I would choose for you too. I hand to God, that's what I was thinking.
Yep. She's naughty and she's beautiful and she's sexy. Why not?
And she's told you that she's into girls before.
Well, we saw it on the show. Didn't she like make out with Ariana like in the back of the car? It was a long time ago, but yeah, I remember that.
She would be my top choice for you. That's literally who I was thinking.
That's so funny.
You guys would be, it would be hot. Who would you least like to sleep with out of your Girls Trip?
Oh, Vicky. I mean, I like Vicky. I'm not going to say I love her, but Vicky, I started to like her right when the trip was over. I started to understand her a little bit more, but there's just so many things that I disagree with her on. I mean, hopefully she's getting it. She's got a hot boyfriend.
Do you feel from Girls Trip, is that who you kind of walked away? Like, who did you walk away kind of least close to or just less close to?
I mean, I think it's Taylor and Vicky. I mean, Taylor and I didn't really, well, first of all, I didn't know that we had those problems because it's been 10 years and I have not heard from her. But, you know, she's a little hard to get to break down the walls, and you don't know if she's doing it for camera or doing it because she actually feels this way, because that was a lot of emotion that I never, like, it's been 10 years. Like, are we doing, where's the kid? Like, it just went cat meme. All right, somebody needs attention. But, you know, I'm not saying I wouldn't like to get to know her more. It just didn't happen on the trip.
Oh, and by the way, the other name I had written down is Larsa Pippen from Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, nice. I was thinking Ciara from Summer House because she's perfect.
She is drop dead gorgeous as well.
Yeah.
See, you and I know, Brandy. We just know, you know, you just get the sense. Would you do Girls Trip again if they asked?
Absolutely. It was so fun. It was like Housewives all jammed into 8 days, where it's like, you don't get to run away and go call your best friend and plan what you're going to say or complain. It's like, okay, be ready in an hour. We're going back out with a person you just had a fight with. And I'm like, fuck, I was hiding under my bed sometimes because I didn't want to leave. I don't want to leave my room again.
You're like, just get me out of here. Did you guys did kind of, right. I didn't realize Taylor still had these issues either. I mean, she was on my podcast and she kind of brought them up, but I didn't realize she was going to bring them up on national TV, but apparently there they are. You guys ended like in a decent place. Like, where are you today? I mean, like, have you text? Have you spoken since?
Well, I congratulated her on the Orange County thing. I mean, I knew it a long time ago. I kept my big fat mouth shut. I'm so proud of myself. But when Andy's like, don't fucking say it, I don't fucking say it. No, I just said congratulations. And then we're all on a group text. And I talk a lot to Phaedra. I talk a lot to Tamara. And that's, you know, Eva's always working, but we'll text on occasion. And that's really, I mean, Jill and Dorinda, yes, I keep in touch with. I guess I keep in touch with everyone, just not really Taylor and Vicky.
Do you think, you said on Watch What Happens that Jill was the thirstiest out of everyone. I know, like what you just mentioned about Taylor, like you said, you know, you really thought that she was kind of playing it up for the camera and this was kind of her audition for RHOC. Like, do you still stand by that Jill is the thirstiest?
Well, let's be clear. I love Jill, and she's the one that said that. So I didn't feel bad saying it because she's like, oh, I'm the thirstiest. I'm not even thirsty. I'm hungry. And I'm like, okay, girl, like if she's saying that about herself and I love Jill, why can't I say it? Especially since she outed the Tamra situation before Tamra got a chance to say it because they were going to say it on Watch What Happens Live, but she preempted it. And I'm like, girl, why?
That could not have gone over well with Mr. Andy Cohn, I would guess.
I mean, my guess is that if she was going back to Legacy, she might have fucked herself. I don't know if she was going back, but, you know, because they wait till the last minute to tell the girl, so they don't even know yet. But, like, I feel like Jill shoots herself in the foot, like, recording Andy that time and then, you know, doing this, you know, big reveal ahead of when he wanted to do it. It's not good. I feel like she probably was going to go back to Legacy and she still might, but I think he was pretty pissed. I'd be pissed.
And you really think, like, right, because she did the record, you really think that something like this, like revealing this Tamra thing, really could kind of put the nail in your coffin?
Yeah, I mean, they had a plan to do it on Watch What Happens Live, and it couldn't have gone better because then the way that Tamra did it was amazing, but we already knew it because of Jill. So it was like, okay, I love how they handled it with the orange and everything. I thought it was great. But, you know, the surprise was ruined, and that sucks.
It does. And I'm not shading Jill either, but I agree with you. It's just like, Jill, just if you're this close, just keep your head down. You obviously want to go back, which is okay. Nothing wrong with being thirsty, but just keep your head down and stay out of it.
Right. Well, I think ultimately what happened was that Tamra called Vicky to let her know ahead of time because she didn't want her to hear it on Watch What Happens Live. Vicky got very upset. Vicky was at Jill's luncheon. Vicky told Jill and saying, you know, so it's kind of like, oh yeah, no, everyone knows. So she told Jill and Jill thought everyone knows apparently. And then she just confirmed it. So it does kind of go back to Vicky as well for kind of fucking it up by telling Jill and saying, yeah, everyone knows. So it takes two.
Are you shocked that Taylor did get this job to go back to RHOC?
No, honestly, because I don't know, as an audience member, I'm sick of meeting new people. I'm not invested in it. They pretend to do what they think they're supposed to do as a housewife. I want to see people that I'm familiar with. Like, I don't want to see any more, you know, what's her faces? The girl with the attorney husband. What's her name?
Jennifer Armstrong? Talk to Armstrong.
Well, yeah, she was boring too. But the other one, like the Nicole, what was her name?
Noella.
Sometimes I feel like it's too much and you bring on too many new people. People don't like change when they're watching their stories or their shows. So bringing on new people every season, I don't know. I want to check back in with Taylor on the show and see a familiar face and see what's going on with her now. I mean, I think that it's smart that they're bringing her back because last season fucking sucked.
It wasn't the greatest in the season.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, because now we have, like, I don't see who you could bring back besides Tamra. You know, now we have Tamra and her. Like, do you think this is it for the OC? Like, this better work or we got to figure, it's over.
I think it will work, you know, because they all know the job. They all know the assignment. We're familiar with Heather. She's back. I mean, we're, like, who else is on it?
Emily and Gina.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like them, but... you know, I mean, they didn't do it for me last season, that's for sure. And Emily just pulled a Tamra last season, like when she was like just throwing everything out. And I told Tamra, I'll tell Tamra whatever. And like, just don't say the most obvious thing to say it, because that's what Emily did. And it was just so annoying because we want that buildup. We want the suspense, you know, and Tamra knows what she's doing. So I think it'll be really good, actually.
Are you shocked that they didn't ask Vicky back also?
No. I think that they need like that one person that holds down the franchise. Like Beverly Hills has Kyle. She's been on since the beginning. Without Kyle, I feel like it wouldn't be a show because she is the anchor. And I thought that Vicky and Tamra kind of did it together, but Tamra never really got to get out of Vicky's shadow. She always had to deal with Vicky and taking care of her. So I think it's time for the audience to get to see Tamra on her own, which we've all loved. and see what she does without Vicky.
I agree with, like, we agree with, like, everything so far. I mean,
oh, good.
No, I mean, really, I'm not just saying that. I'm just shocked. It's kind of like, I don't know. Like, I don't know everything, but it's kind of like, I'm shocked more that, like, Vicky's shocked that she's not going back. That's what I'm more shocked about.
Yeah, I think that Vicky kind of felt like her and Tamara were a package deal. If one was going back, the other was going back. But, you know, Vicky did sue Bravo before. Like, Vicky's pulled some shit and Tamara hasn't. So, yeah, when you sue Bravo, they are not super excited about you ever again. And I think Vicky's story's been told. Like, we've seen the story. I want her to go and find love and be happy without a camera in her face.
What did Vicky sue Bravo for? I mean, that is the next logical question, right? What did Vicky sue Bravo for? So, yes, we get an answer, and we get a lot more answers, and we cover a lot more. I mean, listen, we talked all about Brandy's intro to RHOBH, LVP, Kim Richards, Leanne and Eddie. We talked a little bit about the OC, sex, drinking, so much. But this is Brandy Glanville. Now, you know, we are just beginning to scratch the surface. So stay tuned for part two coming soon of our chat with Brandy Glanville. We talk about Taylor Armstrong. We talk about Girls Trip. We talk about the current season of RHOBH. Is she team Sutton and Garcelle? Or is she a fan of the Fox Force 5? Or as you guys like to say, the Mean Girls. Who does Brandy think should go? Who does Brandy think will go? Are these rumors about Lisa Rinna going really true? Brandy weighs in. And what about all these rumors that Kim Richards, I mean, her name is being thrown around, Brandy's and Denise Richards are all priming for a return. Is that true? Has Andy contacted Brandy? What does her return look like? We break it all down. And of course, we don't end a chat with Brandy Glanville without getting a little bit more into this whole Denise Richards thing. I know it was 2 years ago, but do you really want me not to delve into it and bring it up? So we are just getting started. Stay tuned for part two of our chat with the one, the only, Brandy Glanville.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.